Seth Rouye's mom cues up the freestyle vaulting music on a boombox. Seth is 9 years old and a paperweight of 55 pounds. It's a blustery afternoon in the sand-filled arena here in Central Washington. A quarter horse named Mo is running in a giant circle around the arena. Seth is wearing a black and red spandex bodysuit. When he gets the go from his trainer, he doesn't hesitate. He runs from the center of the circle and leaps onto the horse's back.
Whoa!
What happens next looks like an Olympic pommel horse routine. This is horse vaulting. It's sort of like dance meets gymnastics on the back of a moving horse. Vaulting draws its roots from ancient Greece and probably Asia too. Now there are local clubs and national and world competitions. But Seth isn't doing it to get a fancy ribbon.
It's about, like, learning. You learn about horses a bit. You learn how to balance yourself sometimes. Because if you're standing up on a moving horse, you have to have balance so you won't fall off.
Clearly, horse vaulting can be dangerous. But Seth's mom, Bobby McAlexander, says her homeschooled only child needs a sport like this.
When we get home from vaulting, he is much calmer. We can actually sit and eat dinner, and he's not standing up, talking a mile a minute, wanting to go do something else. He's sitting there eating dinner and focused on the conversation. And that's amazing right there in itself.
You can do this.
Yes.
Oh. Teresa Wentland is Seth's coach and the mother of two other vaulters here this afternoon.
Okay, now we'll give you some momentum.
These kids don't just start by jumping on a galloping horse. They practice on stationary equipment first. Still, they don't even wear helmets. Wentland admits that sometimes she has heart-in-the-throat moments.
That's very scary.
But still, she's trained several kids who have low self-esteem or are overweight. And this is a sport where they fit in.
They suddenly can come out and be with this horse and they can vault. And they can be around other kids that love them. And they walk away from here with some confidence and something that makes them feel important.
Tiny Seth is now working on a move where he runs backwards towards Mo and then pulls himself up onto the horse's back.
I just like the excitement and all the swirl and all the adrenaline.
Near the end of practice, Seth is working on his dismount. He slides down Mo's shoulder, lands on his feet, and flashes a big smile. I'm Anna King in Moses Lake, Washington.